From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues to express opposition to the interim nuclear deal with Iran. As NPR's Sam Sanders reports, the leader took his objections to the airwaves today.
Benjamin Netanyahu says the deal threatens Israel and its neighbors and that it doesn't actually roll back Iran's nuclear program. But on CNN's State of the Union Sunday, California Senator Dianne Feinstein said Netanyahu should tone down his rhetoric.
This can backfire on him. And I wish that he would contain himself because he has put out no real alternative.
The Obama administration says the deal blocks all paths towards a nuclear bomb for Iran, but some in Congress are pushing legislation that would allow scrutiny and congressional approval of the agreement. Obama has pledged to veto any bill requiring an up or down vote on the interim deal. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Across Kenya today, Easter services took on a different tone. Christians gathered in churches with heightened security after Thursday's attack at Garissa University. The BBC's Richard Hamilton reports.
Hymns and prayers were dedicated to the 148 people who were killed by Al-Shabaab militants. The gunmen had singled out Christians. Churches in the port of Mombasa were hiring armed police and private security guards. In Nairobi's Holy Family Basilica Cathedral, two uniformed police officers armed with AK-47 rifles manned the entrance gate. One of them said more plainclothes officers were inside. A worshipper at the main church in Garissa said that nowhere was safe, but at least in church he could be with God to console himself.
Again, the BBC's Richard Hamilton. European Union regulators have been citing concerns about German airline safety for several years. It's an issue once again coming under scrutiny following the German wing's plane crash. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports the European Commission last year asked Germany to explain its procedures.
The European Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, confirms there have been more than 10 incidents of concern related to German airlines in recent years, primarily in the area of what EASA calls the aeromedical domain. That's getting particular attention now with a probe into whether German Wings pilot Andreas Lubitz should even have been flying the plane he deliberately crashed. He'd suffered from severe depression and reportedly told his flight school about it. The German Aviation Regulatory Agency, however, says it was never informed about Lubitz's medical problems, despite that being legally required. A European Commission spokesman says any EU state found to be in non-compliance is asked to put in place a corrective action plan. Germany's response is currently being analyzed. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Britain's Prince Harry is on the final mission of his decade-long military career. He is in Australia, where he'll participate in 4 weeks of training with the Australian Army. This is NPR News. It's been a busy weekend for Italy's Navy and Coast Guard. Officials say 1,500 migrants who were crammed onto five boats have been rescued in the southern Mediterranean. As NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports, migrant arrivals have increased 43% in the past year.
All the migrants were rescued Saturday by two Coast Guard vessels and one Navy ship in five separate operations. The vessels were spotted by two Italian Coast Guard ships as they were responding to rescue requests by satellite phones off the coast of Libya. The migrants were taken either to the island of Lampedusa or to ports in Sicily. In 2014, some 170,000 migrants entered the European Union through the perilous sea crossing organized by human traffickers, with most of the vessels departing from Libya for Italy. More than 3,000 died in the crossing. The Organization for Migration estimates that a record number of migrants will drown this year. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Christians, Jews, Hindus, and agnostics all came out today for New York City's annual Easter parade down Fifth Avenue. Most wore bonnets featuring an array of strange items like a blue sailing ship floating on seafoam, another with a massive butterfly. The first parade back in the 1880s was a strolling display of what the elite wore to Fifth Avenue churches. The Reverend Robert Schuller will be memorialized tomorrow in a plaza outside the Crystal Cathedral he built in Orange County, California. His daughter says the televangelist will be buried next to his wife in a private service on the campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove. Schuller died Thursday at the age of 88. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News.